saw an ad in the paper that said improve your personality. So I went to see the man, and he told me my personality was okay, but my name was my problem. I said to him, my name? Well, how could a name be a problem? Well, even William Shakespeare said, what's in a name? He said, who? I said, William Shakespeare. He said, look, you want to listen to me, you want to listen to your friends.
What is happening, my beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of What's in a Name. This is your man, Bill. And in the words of Bernie Mac, if you ain't hip, know that by now, welcome. Motherfucker, welcome. Got a little episode today. I just got to, what I did earlier was I did an Instagram live. So you can reach that, you can peep that on the Instagram page, but, extracted the audio for all the subscribers, so you can all don't want to stare at my face and just hear my voice. I don't know why, but yeah, you got that if you want to listen to it right now. Cover a few different topics. I missed the stuff I missed on the last episode, first off, from my, couple skate stories that, were a little, you know, not as clean as I wanted it on the last episode, but you got the realness on this one. Talked about a few things going on in the news, you know, like Celtics gone, they're out of the playoffs, they're in Cancun probably right now. Talked about the Delonte West situation, and rest in peace to Keith Hufnagel. 2020 has been a motherfucker. Yeah, just rest in peace to everybody that's passed, that's been close, that I cared about this year, 2020. So peep this episode, hope you enjoy this shit. Much love to everybody for peeping this, except for Mac. One love, enjoy that shit. Good morning, suckers. Going live right now. Well, gonna go live in about 2 minutes. Just gonna walk to my outdoor studio. So see what taps in the meantime. Yep, we're just heading outside. We're gonna do a little live sesh. Fuck, man. Just wanna give a few minutes of people to tap in and shit. What's good with you, my man? Fucking request to go live. If you wanna say what's up? My man, I'm back. Yo, feel free to request to go live. You want to fucking say what's up, my man? Just I'm interviewing anyone this morning. Hold on. Fuck, what's good in Hawaii this morning, my man? Or what the fuck time is it? Is it like late 3 in the morning or some shit right now? Fuck, I know about Hawaii. I wish you knew a lot more. That's how I tell you that little. Shit, who else is there? Oh, and I got a couple joints here. Thinking of doing about this shit for about an hour. I feel you, my man. Tell me about it. Don't tell me about it. Anyways, ain't look. Word up. 6 hours. 6 hours behind me. No homo. You know what I'm saying? But, good morning. Fucking request to go live. You want to say what's up? My man, I'm back. Yo, feel free to request to go live. You want to fucking say what's up, my man? Just I'm interviewing anyone this morning. Hold on. Fuck, what's good in Hawaii this morning, my man? Or what the fuck time is it? Is it like late 3 in the morning or some shit right now? Fuck, I know about Hawaii. I wish you knew a lot more. That's how I tell you that little. Who's else is there? Oh, and I got a couple joints here. Thinking of doing about this shit for about an hour. I feel you, my man. Tell me about it. Don't tell me about it. Anyways, ain't look. Eh, word up. 6 hours. 6 hours behind me. No homo. You know what I'm saying? But, fuck, man. Let's see who else taps in. Man, life's fantastic, is what I'll say on an IG Live. What I might not say on IG Live is life is not too fast or fantastic. But we're keeping it alive. We're keeping it semi-real. So, yeah. Life's fucking fantastic, Rob. Appreciate you, my man. You're my homie for life. Fucking A. But,
hold up, brother.
You know, see that shirt there? What's up, FBI? FBI, watch it. FBI is also watching this episode. What's up? What's up, fellas? And, alright, well, give me a second here, okay? I'm gonna fucking get to my, I'm about to get to my office. And, got a lot of shit to talk about this week. Fuck, man. Good, the sad, the ugly, the fucking hopeful, all that fucking shit. Eh, I guess we got some fucking, guess we got an audience over here. Hold on, make sure I don't get killed, huh? All right, we're about to fucking start the up here. Yep, this one is dedicated to Rob Stockbridge and to everyone that can't smoke weed right now. And I got another one that I'll dedicate to someone in a sec. Oh. This one's definitely also for Keith Huffnagel. Fucking Keith Huffnagel was one of those. Hold on, let me put my fucking Wi-Fi on. I'll get enough. Alright, I'm back in black. Alright. Yo, so this one's for Rob Stock, my homeboy. This is for anyone that can't smoke. And for real, honestly, rest in peace, Keith Huffnagel. Dude, just fucking, yeah, man, this is for you, dog. Hold up. Look at that foliage, huh? Ah, shit. Fuck, one sec. You can get a hit, Fyra. You got a hit, bro. Man, coffee and cannabis in the morning. What the fuck else can you need, huh? Well, there's a lot of other you need, but what are you gonna do, huh? What is it, fucking Tuesday, fucking beautiful day out, fucking Chelsea, Mass, got the foliage. It's been a rough week, man. Been a rough week. Wasn't expecting that Huff news, that's for sure. He was a, I've been into skating since I was a little kid, and this fucking guy was like a huge inspiration to all of us. What's up, Rob? Yeah, just live on my show right now. It's the homie Rob. He's cool as shit. But yeah, man. Huff passed this week. That sucked. And he fucking battled brain cancer. Didn't want to tell no one. Whole skate community's bumming right now. Because he was bigger than a fucking skater, dude. He grew up in NYC. Moved to San Francisco, which is fucking unheard of back like when he did it. And from there, just fucking started being an innovator, fucking, and from there on, he was an entrepreneur, fucking started the brand Huff, which I was wearing my Huff hat right now. What the fuck am I thinking not doing that? And just, he was just like the pillar of inspiration to us East Coast skateboarders, you know what I'm saying, that wanted to make something other than a fucking skateboard. We're gonna be, you know, something else. But I don't know, man. That sucks. It's like, you hear of all these there's so much bullshit in the world, and people fucking die of all types of shit each day. And sadly, in my fucking generation, I gotta hear about overdoses. So it's like, goddamn, it's just like, when you hear of cancer and shit, it just hits different, especially when he's 46 years old and the guy had everything going for him, you know? And it's just like one of those things where money can't buy everything. It sucks. So I want to make sure that everyone remembers. Well, everyone's remembering Huff right now. But, man, his legacy will never be ever forgotten, and he'll definitely live on. And trust me, we're going to gradually get into some better news as we go on this app. I get a little more lifted because next we'll go into my beloved Celtics, who lost the fucking Eastern Conference Finals. Basically came down to two plays, you know what I'm saying? And like that fucking 3-point, that, like, all right, Celtics had the game, right? And there was literally 0.5 seconds left in the fucking game. And this dude hit a miracle 3-pointer to win the game, right? And the Celtics should have had that. There was some other fucking game where they literally blocked Jason Tatum at the last second. Like, an unfucking believable block. And we lost that shit that we should have fucking won. So, we lost the goddamn Jimmy Butler, who wouldn't let him. He was telling all of his teammates to not have women in the fucking bubble. So, I don't know. Maybe that had something to do with their anger and aggression and needing to win. No, getting no women. Fuck. What a fucking idiot. But hey, man. He's in the finals and the Celtics ain't. But hey, our main guys are 22 and 23 years old. We got a fucking decade of Eastern Conference Finals to get through. And that's on God. But, man, and also, you know, TMZ was all over Delonte this week. Delonte West, former Celtic, former Cav, former Maverick, former NBA player. You know, he's in there in the league for a while. Former boyfriend of Gloria James as well. Man, yes. But Mark Cuban did a great thing yesterday. You know, everyone's talking like, oh, let's get him help, blah, 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 blah. Mark Cuban pulled up at a fucking gas station, got him, and took him to a hotel. And is getting the help he needs. He suffers from bipolar disorder. You know, serious mental health issues. This is not just like some regular whacked out dude, not just doing drugs or whatever. He's got some legitimate bipolar issues. And Mark Cuban fucking pulled up, put him in a hotel, and is now thinking of what to do next for him, you know? And I'm super fucking hyped that, you know, someone's actually making the moves to get this guy the help he needs, because he was one of my favorite players when he played. You know, he was a good fucking basketball player, especially on the, like, you know, he was a polarizing guy in the Celtics, you know, and I love every Celtic, you know, except for Kyrie Irving. So, and I just hope Delonte West gets the help that he needs. And shit, man, what else is going on? There's not been too much going on in this world this month, you know. That's why I've been kind of laying low. Because, like, what the fuck, man? I try to come on here to get us away from. Hey guys, what's up? Fucking let her ride while in the middle of my motherfucking podcast. Ugh. Yeah. So a lot of construction going on in my neighborhood right now, and so I don't know. There's nothing good to talk about. It's like, anything I want to talk about, I'm not going to talk about, because we don't do politics, we don't do religion, we don't do anything that's going to, because everything's going to piss off somebody in this day and age. So, fucking, I know the two things that have always pissed the fuck people the fuck off with politics and religion, and fuck, man, we're just so fucking divided and shit right now. It's, I gotta be cautious of every goddamn thing that I say. But, you know, it's been brought to my attention that I have forgot a couple things in my prior episode in regards to my skate career. And specifically, Brian Leary brought this up to me. So, you know, when I was doing my... These motherfuckers. Alright, so when I was doing my... you know what? We're gonna walk and talk. Fuck this bullshit. Let me get this... Alright, so... If you listened to the prior episode... Excuse me, pal. I'm doing a podcast. Please don't kill me. There we go. So, anyways, my prior episode, I gave you my A to... What I thought was my A to Z in my skate career, right? and give it a pretty good fucking story. No one's got half that shit. I'm doing a podcast. These fucking bastards. You motherfuckers. Hold on. Let me calm down up here before I have a heart attack gig. I got a few, couple tree things to tell you. Alright. So Brian Leary, great influence on me as a child, as a youngster, brought up that I did not mention him in the prior episode. Let me tell you about my friend Brian Leary, who is still my good friend to today. Leary was an employee and rider for the Coliseum, you know, the shop I fucking worked for, that collapsed after I fucking left. You heard it, Leary. You know it, Leary. But, BL is my fucking man, dude. So, back... because there was, like, a few different types of Coliseum. There was the Leary days. There was the Fallon days. And those were fucking completely different. All good. Fallon's still my fucking friend. I love him. But this is two different fucking Coliseums. So, when Leary was running things... you know, every day we go down there... and there'd be fucking an array of people, you know. You know, all kids are going, you know, just chilling there from Melrose. It doesn't matter if they skateboarded or not. Because, as I told Leary, he turned it into a trap house. So, you know, they allegedly bugged the phones. I don't know why. These accusations fly fucking to anything. I think it's just fake news. But, anyways. My friend Brian Leary... he was a fucking great... He's one of the dudes that kind of kept me into skating, you know? Like, I would go down to the shop every fucking day just in... it was a whole different fucking world. Because he would let anything fucking go. And, and then, unfortunately, one day, it, you know, they had to let him go. And, let's just say his legend continued. But Brian Leary is my homeboy... who had a very great influence on my skateboarding and my lifestyle as well. And I'd have to say that Dave Armsden had the same effect on me. Dave Armsden grew up down the street from me in Stoneham, Mass. And, you know, he was the man, you know. He was the guy when I was younger. And he was the sponsor guy. He had the house in fucking Boston, the party house in Boston. And, you know, just was the fucking man. And, you know, which is why I'm... part of the reason why I'm smoking fucking Cannon joints right now. I went to the... when I was fucking 15 years old, I'd be sleeping over arms and taking hits out of 9-foot bongs, you know? And, you know, with this fucking roommate coming home drunk at night, just doing God knows what. And, you know... those are, like, some of the other sides of skateboarding that I wouldn't really want to put on blast. But, hey, what are you going to do? That's just part of the way that made me the way I am. You know, another good story that I didn't tell on that is the flip premiere, right? I don't know if you guys ever heard of flip skateboards, but, they held a premiere for their video Sorry, which you can, you know, see online at this point. It's fucking 20 years old. But Sorry at the time was one of the most hyped up fucking videos you can imagine, you know. People were fucking making up all these rumors of God knows, like, the most outlandish tricks you could even conceive. Like, oh yeah, this guy did this for fucking Sorry. Look out for it. Like, okay. Like, I remember they claiming Rally nose blunted del Toro, shit like that. And, which is a 20-stair fucking rail, which is, like, the most impossible shit to even conceive back in fucking 1992, right? So, we're at the fucking premiere in Somerville, right? It's at the Somerville Theater. Packed to the fucking brim. And even the Toy Machine team showed up that night. I think I posted some pictures of Ed Templeton. We beat up some guy out front. I don't know. Whole other story. But it was hot as fuck that night. It was, like, June something. Fucking packed to the brims of sweaty fucking skateboarders. And I'm like, Jesus, this fucking video is not getting going for another fucking 20 minutes. I gotta get the fuck out of here for a few and just breathe. So I take a stroll next door to I'm in Somerville. There's a Starbucks, you know, there's Starbucks next to it, right? And my hand's in my pocket looking down. If I could look in the window, who's there in the window in two seats but Jeff Rally and Mark Appleyard? Two of the stars of the video of Sorry, which I was about to see. PJ was there that night, too. He just got on flip. So, I fucking walked into Starbucks. I wasn't even drinking caramel macchiatos at this point. But I got myself some caramels and went up to Mark and Jeff, figuring they were telling me to go fuck myself, go get back to the fucking premiere. And I says, hey, guys, I don't want to bother you too much. I know you're just trying to chill before this big premiere, but I just want to say I'm hyped for the video tonight. And Rally fucking says, well, have a seat then. Okay. So fucking sat down, shot the shit with these fucking dudes. Fucking, what's up, man? And fucking, I was like, asked them all questions and shit. And I was like, yo, Appleyard, do you really know he flipped 50-50 that clipper? He's like, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I know you motherfucking did that. And because that was part of my job back then, to fucking just know what the deal was. So fucking these dudes are supposed to be at this premiere, but they're just chilling, talking to my dumb ass for fucking legitimately 20 minutes, just about everything. And fucking rolled with them into the, walked in with them to the fucking premiere, all that shit, right? And that was a good one, man. And then another thing that I forgot, I was once a Woodward counselor. And let me tell you a couple, three things about that. You know, you can actually hear one of the stories in my interview with Cookie, because I was Cookie's counselor when he was a Woodward camper, as well as a lot of other kids in the industry right now, like the kid who's running Trans World, Buckman. It's the only fucking kid I ever had to scream at in my fucking life. And somehow he's a fucking head. I was a counselor for 3 weeks, right? No kid. Kids got to go to bed by 10, 11, lights out, whatever. Do whatever you need. Just don't be loud. Fucking kid. Buckman. I'm putting on blast. Fuck the bullshit. James Buckman. Kid. It was the only kid I've ever had to scream at in my life to fucking go to bed. Kid wouldn't shut the fuck up. And, but hey, God bless. You're running things up at Transworld now. I hope you're not as loud in the fucking meetings as you was with when I had to get you to sleep. So, yeah, as a Woodward counselor, fucking 3 weeks, fucking first week had a bunch of kids, 15 to 7. I was 18, right? Fresh out of high school, so I might as well have just been a camper with this first fucking group. Smoking blunts with kids, you know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? One sec. Not in the fucking cabin, but, you know, one sec. We were going up to the smoking place and smoking blunts. I would have brought them to the strip club if I could. Because there was a strip club in the fucking town next door. And I'm going to tell you about that one too right now. So on Saturday nights, the Woodward counselors, they would get to do whatever they want. If you had a car, you can go wherever. Because the kids would get discharged on Saturday. You had to bring in a whole new group in on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we casually, a group of the guys go out one Saturday night. And in the town next door, there's this fucking, you know, there's nothing really. There's but about 5-6 things. There's a bar called Brownies, like a laundromat, meat market, post office, and a strip club. The strip club was called Heartbreakers. This cannot be around anymore because this is probably 2005, right? Heartbreakers was located in the fucking bottom of an abandoned church, okay? Tip of the don't leave me yet. So it was also BYOB, and they didn't have a problem when we were sparking blunts. They had one entertainment dancer, and this is where we're gonna set the bar of what we ride on this show. This is not safe for work. This is not safe for any parents to be around, because this is fucked. So, we get to the strip club. We expect, you know, some pole dancing, whatever. There's one chick. She looks like she's formerly Amish. All she's doing is putting shit up her vagina. Fingers, toes, stacks of quarters, fucking golf clubs, a fucking gun from the arcade, a 40 ounce, a gun from the arcade game. Jesus. And I was just like, what the fuck, right? So that was it. That was our night off. I had to be back in the morning to let these fucking new group of Woodward kids in to meet the parents, all that shit, right? So we leave the club. We got a sober driver, you know, in the front, right? And I'm in the back. I'm 18. And fucking, this motherfucking prick actually, threatened to kill people if he couldn't bring this beer and a fucking, in the whip, right? It was three kids in the back. We were all under, all under 21, right? Fuck. And so we get pulled over. And the cops are like, you know, they see the driver, he's a straight edge dude, whatever, and he wasn't fucking even getting any bullshit. He looks in the back at us and sees we're all underage. This stupid fucking prick in the middle has an open fucking container. They pull me out the car and they make me do it. I was wearing my iPath Grasshoppers, right? And the statute's limitations are up, so I'll tell you what happened. So I had my iPath Grasshoppers on, which with a half ounce, which I had just gotten from a professional rollerblader. The things you had to do for weed and fucking Woodward. It had it stuffed in my... I don't know why I had the whole half ounce stuffed in my grasshopper, right? But the cops were searching me. And then he gives me a breathalyzer. And, you know, the Yinglings are pretty good out there. Just, you know, I just discovered those. Like a 0.19 or some bullshit. So... I could have got arrested and gotten brought downtown, but instead they just gave me a fucking citation, thank God, and I was able to get back to Woodward at like 3 or 4 in the morning to welcome these kids at like 10 a.m., right after fucking, I had just been cited by the law and not been able to fucking, I thought I was going to jail. So I was very happy to meet all these kids and the parents the next morning. And then I completed that last week of Woodward. And, you know, that was the one thing I left out of that last episode was that I was a Woodward counselor. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff I'm forgetting right now because I didn't write it down. But I don't know. What's up, Felicia? What's up? Just doing a live app right now. If you want to tap in, tap in. And... shit, yeah, just wanted to say what's up to everybody, and, I don't know, man, there's not too much else good to say right now, and unless, you know, anyone wants to tap in, you cool, I'd be glad to speak with anyone, but, hold on, let me stop this shit, let's give this a minute. There you go, guys, there you go. I ain't running, that's for sure. So I'm gonna smoke this for them, the guys that are running that can't smoke. I'm smoking this for everybody that can't smoke. Smoke this for you, Felicia. Mad love, respect. But I don't know. I've tapped out for now. I think I might record a lesson of. Come on, CrossFit, you're fucking my shit up. Anyways, so. I'm gonna leave it like that. You guys stay up. I love you all. Peace.